a destructive force. A Western psychologist once likened hatred to a corrosive acid, noting that, when contained within an ordinary vessel, it inflicts greater harm upon the container than upon the intended target. When harboring animosity and hatred towards someone, the internal fire of resentment burns ceaselessly. However, its impact on the intended recipient only manifests when the endeavor to inflict harm is successful, a rather infrequent occurrence. Typically, those acting upon their hatred find their schemes thwarted. Nevertheless, for the individual nurturing hatred, there exists a form of punishment in either scenario. Until the pursuit of retribution is achieved, they find themselves consumed by the flames of vengeance. Should success be attained, the aftermath often brings haunting pangs of conscience. While they may have eliminated their adversary, they have also forever extinguished their inner peace. Driven by an insatiable thirst for revenge, their sense of humanity remains suppressed. Yet, as the elation of vengeance fades post-triumph, their dormant conscience awakens. This constant reminder condemns their actions with the words, "You committed something abhorrent." An attorney experienced in criminal law once revealed that a substantial portion of his clientele comprised individuals accused of murder. Throughout my life, however, I've observed that every murderer I encountered was riddled with remorse after the heinous act. In the heat of the moment, they carried out their lethal deeds, only to later be besieged by profound regret. This phenomenon is a constant among criminals. None can escape the clutches of guilt. In the wake of a crime, a criminal's heart metamorphoses into a psychological prison, where they endure unending punishment. Ultimately, negative actions are, fundamentally, self-inflicted wounds. The repercussions of such actions circle back to haunt the perpetrator's inner self, regardless of whether they ripple outward to affect others. Negative actions are, fundamentally, self-inflicted wounds. The repercussions of such actions circle back to haunt the perpetrator's inner self.